Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to you.
Hallelujah. Father, we are excited to be enjoying your presence this evening. Guide us by your mighty power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. This is a very short session just to bless and encourage our hearts. Amen. The title of my very short message, you could give it different titles if you wanted to, but the title of my short message is People Are Not People. I don't really understand your reaction to my message. Is it not a good message? People are not people. Is it amazing? Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews 13. Now, if people are not people, you have to be careful. Hebrews 13, verse 1. Let brotherly love continue. Wow. Number 2. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. There you go. People are not people. Some of the people you have interacted with are not human people. Yes. Are you there? And the way you know is because the Bible is telling us, amen. And what does the Bible say? It says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, because some have entertained angels unawares. Amen. Now, the reason why you can interact with somebody who is not a people is mainly because you are dealing with a stranger. So you can see the scripture, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. So some of the people who are strangers to you are not people. All right? Some of the people who are strangers to you are not people. And it's very important for you to deal basically with people you know. So those people who are so excited, some of the people who are so excited when you see a new person, you must be careful, because the Bible is quite explicit in its warnings about people who are strangers. Now, one of the things about strangers and people you don't know is that some of them could be angels. This is the nicest part of the message. You get what I'm saying? Are you still here or you are leaving? Proverbs chapter 2. Whose ways are, well, my son, verse 1, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searches for her as for hid treasures, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly, and he keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant to thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, and understanding shall keep thee. Verse 12, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they froward in their paths, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger, which flattereth with her words. The stranger. A woman. Huh? Not an angel. A stranger. People are not people. People are not people. And When I say people are not people, I mean it. Some people are not people. They are not human. Especially strangers. So those of you who are enamored by strangers, new arrivals, she's just come. She's fresh. She's exciting. You are joking. Proverbs chapter 5. My son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion. For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. Kalomo satayoba. But her end is bitter as wormwood and sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, and her steps take hold on hell. Lest thou should ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. People are not people. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house. Those of you who say you are going on visitation to strange women, you are going on evangelism person to person. Person to person. It says, come not nigh the door of her house, lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel. You see, cruelty can also be found in a woman. This is talking about a female. Those of you who want us only to praise women and say, behind every great man is a great woman, there's a this and that, there's this, 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 and my woman of daughter, of integrity, of destiny, and woman of whatever. Yeah, we don't praise women much, oh. If you want a church of praising women, you have to find another place. Oh. We have other places that they praise women more. Here we train our sisters. We train them. Come and see the first love marriages. It's like acrobatics. Stand outside the window of a first lover who is married, you hear the sound of crackling laughter and joy, sounds of joy, shouts of joy, not slaps and shouts of swine. Sit down. P people are not people. It says, lest thou give thine honor to others and thy years to the cruel. Cruel. Talking of cruelty. Verse 10. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth and thy labors be in the house of a stranger. So, you see, spirits are not things you can see. So you must always be grateful. Like what I was preaching this earlier. When you are given a physical thing to do in relation to spirits. And here, you can see that God is showing that human beings who are strangers are the number one red-carded personalities of your life. Once you are new and you are a stranger, you must be red-tagged until that word stranger is removed from you. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. That word stranger. And some people are strangers even after they've been around for 2 years. They are more mysterious. They are like Fanti Kenke. When you remove one, there is another one behind it. Because Gan Kenke is not like that. Gan Kenke, when you move one, that's the Kenke right there. I don't know whether Fantis are like that. Maybe you can't tell their ways or what are they saying. I don't know. I don't know why they make their Kenke like that. You can't tell. When you remove one, there's another one. You remove it. Every secret leads to another secret. Every mystery leads to another mystery. Hey! So that characteristic is a stranger. It's a stranger. It's a new person. And it can take 2 years, 3 years, even 5 years sometimes, depending on the level of stranger grace that is with the person. Yes. Watch out for people when you are talking with them. You talk, but the person doesn't say much. You can talk with the person for a long time, but you realize that you don't know much about the person. Yes. So the Bible is warning us heavily about strangers. It's like, Charlie, ask for strangers. So I can't even understand why somebody would be going for a beloved and it's like, oh, this new sister. You must never go for a new sister or a new brother or a new brother either. A new brother or a new sister. Charlie, if you are not old, you don't qualify for even my consideration. You are new in the system. Because people are not people. Verse 11. And thou mourn at the last, when thy flesh and thy body are consumed, and say, oh, how have I hated instruction? And my heart despised reproof. Huh? My heart did what? Despised reproof. Amazing. My heart despised reproof and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to them that instructed me. You see, you must rarely decide, I'm going to obey my teachers. My ear to those who are instructing me. Verse 14. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. Drink waters out of thine own cistern, and running waters out of thine own well. So every brother is supposed to have a personal well and a personal cistern where you can drink waters. And every cistern and well is supposed to be available as a well. What is the use of a fridge which is locked? You know, this verse would have been talking about everyone should have his own fridge, because cistern is an old, you don't even use cisterns and wells. It means let everyone have his own tap or his own pipe. Pipe-borne water. Everybody should have his own pipe. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of waters in the streets. The fountains speak of the surging forth of liquids. Yes. The fountains. The New Living Bible says, why spill the water of your springs in the streets, having sex with just anyone? That's the New Living Bible translation. Why spill the water of your springs in the streets, having sex with just anyone? Wow. Verse 17. What does the Living Bible say for verse 17? You should reserve it for yourselves and never share it with strangers. Wow. Now, let them be thine own. So that is why the fountain works well when you are young. And since you cannot change the pump, there is no replacement. Like you cannot buy Coca-Cola and change the pump. You have to use it whilst it is new, and not wait till it is becoming, screws are not connected, cables are not working, it is even rusty. Hey! So those of you who are waiting to marry in your 40s and your 30s, you are joking with the fountain with one pump. Because now when the water is not working, we can go and buy a pump. But this one, there is no spare pump. So, You see here the great danger of, what do you call it, strangers. And the main thing about strangers is that you don't know where they came from. And you don't know how they came to be there. And you may only find out later that people were not actually people. Yes. John chapter 2. John chapter 2. Let's look at verse 20. Then he said, then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? 21. But he spoke of the temple of his body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Verse 23. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. Verse 24. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. So Jesus was receiving funds from strangers. People were hailing him and saying, wow, you are great. And when he was at Jerusalem, the feast day, the Passover, many believed in his name. Many. Wow. Verse 24. But he said, no. Let's be committed. Let's exchange vows. No. Oh, let's propose. No. Let's marry. No. He did not commit himself. And no commitment. No, not to you. Why? I just met you. Because he knew all men. And needed not that any should testify, like anybody should testify of what is in a man. But he knew what was in man. So human beings, people are not people. You see them as people, but they are not people. So I'm saying this, and basically, is a warning for us trying to be committed way before you should be committed. Anybody who is newish and mysterious, don't commit. Don't commit. Amen. Beloved, friendship, close, whatever. No. Not worth it. Old people are better than new people. Yes. And Jesus said, the Bible says, be careful to entertain strangers. You'll be surprised. You just talked to an angel and you didn't even know. You just talked to an angel. It looked just like a human being. You didn't know that it was not a human being. It was a spirit. One day somebody gave a lift from church home. The person was going, "Where are you going?" Collegono, those days. She sat in the car at the back seat. From Collegono, you come to Kolebu Junction, then you come to Kwakwela Stop Junction, traffic lights, then you go down towards Zoti, Mortuary Road. When she was on the Mortuary Road, she felt, the girl that she picked from the church is quiet, a real person who got in the car on our car park. When she got to the, just as she was getting the truck, she was asking them, are you okay? Where are you? When she looked at the back, she was not in the car. People are not people. She was not in the car. And she became terrified. Yes. I received an emergency call. She was terrified and petrified. I had to leave. It was in the evening, about 9 o'clock. I had to leave and go to the person's house because she was going mad. Yeah. We look in the boot, the house, the car, everywhere. I went to the car myself. I opened the boot everywhere. Where is the person? The person has vanished from the car. The person was not a person. So people are not people. You have to be careful. So brothers who have been looking at pornography and have developed a taste for strange, once the person has breasts looking with some type of lips, even you yourself should see. When you see those lips and a certain, you just say, you know, this is an evil spirit in the flesh. There are some easy ones to spot. But you see, I'm saying this because you ask a brother, who do you want to marry? And he starts to give you sizes. No, I mean, you see, my wife came home one day. She was telling me that this brother had given him size, has given her that she wants some, he wants somebody, and has given sizes of things. Size this. How do you even know the sizes? Your eyes have been tuned to exactly what they are trying to get you with and what is not necessary for you. You are higher than that.
Amen.
If you don't know. So the people you see on the pornography, you should start to pity them. When you, next time you go, I hope you don't go back. If you go, let your mind rather think that they are evil spirits. It's true. Genesis. I told you it's very short today. But we are already blessed. Now, chapter 6, verse 1. And it came to pass that when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. Now, change it to the Living Bible. Let's see what they have to say there. the sons of God saw the beautiful women. So the sons of God are spiritual beings who we know they are not human beings, saw the beautiful women and took wives of them. Amen. Wow. Elohim, sons of Elohim. Yeah. Now, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh. And yet his days shall be 120. Now we know that people used to live much longer. This particular thing made God shorten. Even after Adam's sin, it wasn't deep. Sin wasn't deep. Now that is why you see certain diseases now you never used to see in a young person. It's true. You never used to see in a young person. You see, now if you see somebody who's 100 years old, it's like, Charlie, why are you not dead? 100, what heart do you want? What else do you want? But before, they were going 900, 700, 500. We are now doing outdooring at the age of 500. Noah and all those guys, they were much older. Sin causes death. So Adam's sin didn't make man live to be 70. Adam's sin made man die in a day. It says, the day you eat, you shall die. And the Bible says a day is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years is like a day. So Adam died just before 1,000. All of them died. Nobody lived beyond 1,000. So everybody died 1,000, 500. Noah, if you read Genesis, you say this one was 500, this was 600, 700 years, whatever. Methuselah is the longest, and he went to 900 and something, but he couldn't get, a day. The day you eat, you die. And he died. Do you see? Now, sin wasn't as deep. It was just like he plucked the fruit, and then it was like that was a dead. If you read the first and second book of Adam, you see how they were crying. They were so sad and so sad about what they have done and how they were suffering. They said, we could see far before, now we can't see so far. We are feeling cold, and they were suffering. Where is God? God is no more here. He doesn't come to us. They were afraid. The animals, this and that. Oh, it was something. Adam, then they cried. It was your fault. You did this. Why you made it? When you read the narrative, it's pitiful. But it was not added to the Bible. So, but this particular thing, when the sons of God, you see, in the book of Job, the Bible says that the sons of God were going around. And Satan also came. Well, these are spirits. Yeah. So the sons of God came to women. Yeah, Job, you see, said there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. These are some of the mysterious verses in the Bible. The sons of God came to present themselves to God. These are angels or spirit beings. Are you with me? So in Genesis chapter 6, verse 2, the sons of God saw that the daughters of Israel, so these are spirits, and Satan also came there. And even Satan's fall, it looks like he was cast away, but it wasn't so far. You get it? In the second heaven somewhere, probably. Now the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were fair. So if angels could fall for fair or beautiful women, then I don't know how the brothers are very confident in yourselves. Verse 3. And the Lord said, this is it. This is it. It was too much. Too much. And he said, now you will not live even the 1,000 years again. 120. And in between the 120, it came down to 70. Yeah. In Psalms, you see that. Now, verse 4 is where we are looking for. People are not people. Verse 4, New Living Bible. In those days afterward, giants lived. Giant Nephilites lived on earth. For whenever the sons of God had intercourse with women, they gave birth to children who became the heroes and famous warriors of ancient times. Yeah. Did you see that? Yeah. Giant Nephilites lived on the earth. Why? Why were these giant Nephilites living on the earth? Because every time the sons of God, so it means that these angels had penises. They must have had. So that's why some people believe that there's sex in heaven. Because the Bible says, at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Yes. Now, when they had sex with these people, they gave birth to three types of people. All right? Heroes, famous warriors, and the giants. Let's look at Genesis chapter 6, verse 4 in the King James Version. It says, there were giants or Nephilims. These are all the Hebrew words. They're all different. There were Nephilims in those days when the sons of God came or had sex with their daughters. And they bare children who became mighty men, which is Gibborims, and men of renown or famous men, which were Sems, S-E-M. So three types of people have been in the world. Nephilims, which were giants, then Gibborims, which were bullies and tyrants. And then Sems, famous people or people who did special things, great things, unusual things that a man wouldn't normally do. And that's why I say people are not people. And these are hybrids between human beings and fallen angels. Or angels which left their first estate and came down. So you have a spirit man. Okay? What do you think? Is it fantastic? Yeah. Now, do you think such people still exist? In the book of Enoch, chapter 6, all right, I want to read it. It's a Christian book. Now, it came to pass when the children had multiplied, there were born to them beautiful and fair daughters. So Genesis chapter 6 is actually quoted from the book of Enoch. And the angels, the sons of heaven, saw. This is Enoch chapter 6, verse 1. You don't have it in your Bible, but I have it in my book. This, my book, is Know Your Invisible Enemies. Know Your Invisible Enemies. I'm reading from the book. And the angels, the sons of men, saw, this is Enoch chapter 6 verse 1, lusted after them and said, come on, let us choose us wives from among the children of men and have children with them. And Semjaza, who was their leader, you see, in the book of Enoch, it actually gives you the leader of the angels who came down for the girls. Semjaza, who was their leader, said to them, I fear you will not agree to do this deed. And I alone shall have to pay the penalty of this great sin. And they all, that's the other angels, answered him and said, let us swear an oath and all bind ourselves by mutual curses, so we will not abandon this plan but to do this thing. Then they all swore together and bound themselves by mutual curses. So they all decided that we are going. And they were in all 200 who descended in the days of Jared in the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called it Mount Hermon because they had sworn and bound themselves by mutual curses on the act. And these are the names of their leaders, of the 200 angels that came down onto that mount. Yes. Because see, the angels were not here. They were not here. So that's why sometimes you wonder that, where does the evil in the world come from? Did God create it? But you see that Enoch chapter 6 verse 1 and 2 were quoted, but verse 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 were not quoted in Genesis. But and also they left out the book of Enoch when they were compiling the Bible. But we can read it. It's not in the Bible, but we can read. We read book by Rick Joyner, by this, by that, by that. So we read all these. They are all in that category. Now listen. And these are the names of the leaders. Sam Lazars. Arakelba. Ramil. Kokabel. Tamlel. Ramlel. Danel. Ezekiel. Barakijah. And Sam Lazars. The author is saying that could be another spelling for Semjaza, who was the leader. And then the others were Asael, Amarus, Batarel, Ananel, Zakiel, Samsapil, Satarel, Turel, Jomjael, Sariel. These are their chiefs of tens. So each one had 10 fallen angels under him. And the 200 of them came down on the mount, on the summit, and said, we are going for women. Hey! So I have probably read out the names of demons. Yes. Yeah. Now, when the angels came in Enoch chapter 8, listen to what happened. So a lot of evil began to, don't put the book there. A lot of evil began to multiply in the earth. All right? And in Enoch chapter 8, Azazel taught men, listen, to make swords and knives and shields, and taught them about the metals of earth and the art of working them, and bracelets and ornaments, and the use of antimony and the beautifying of the eyelids and all kinds of precious stones and all coloring and dyes. Notice, and there was great impiety, and they turned away from God and committed fornication. And they were led astray and became corrupt in all their ways. Listen. Now, Semjaza taught. So the demons came, right, and taught them evil things. That you see it in Genesis. I'm just reading this part. Let me go back to Genesis. And Semjaza taught the casting of spells, root cuttings. Amaros taught counter spells.
Barakijal taught astrology. Cocabel taught constellations. Ezekiel taught the knowledge of the clouds. Arakiel taught the signs of the earth. Shamsiel taught the signs of the sun. And Sariel taught the course of the moon. And as men perished, they cried, and their cry went up to heaven. And the women bore giants. And the whole earth has thereby been filled with blood and unrighteousness. Are you there? Huh? Now, I'm going to launch verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great. You see, between Genesis 6 verse 4 and Genesis 6 verse 5 is this Enoch. And they taught them all kinds of evil when they came down. And God saw that the wickedness in man was great in the earth. Do you see? And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. You understand? Then verse 6. And it repented the Lord. This particular thing rarely affected the Lord. You see, this was the, I mean, it was a bad cut. Because to cut man's life from 1,000 years to 120, it's like 90% gone. Yes. It's like, I'll not let man live for long and do all these bad things. So that's why sin always reduces your life. Yes. Sin always reduces your life. You have to be very careful. It looks like nothing, but it reduces your life. And God, it repented him. Verse 7. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created. Because the wickedness was now more. So you see, we don't really understand. So when he came and he gave birth to Gibborim, this is like, so what is the problem? So it almost sounds a little strange as to why God wants to now drown everybody. But you see, when you see the Enoch, the filling from Enoch, you begin to understand Enoch 6 and Enoch 8. You begin to understand why God was suddenly not interested in the human race. Because the 200, they polluted the whole earth. Now the whole earth was made of half angels, half human, half spirit, half man. No, people were no more people. People were no more people. You see a person as a person, it's a spirit angel. Man, don't think that a spirit man is not possible. Jesus himself was a spirit man. Jesus was Holy Spirit and Mary. Yes. So it's possible. The Lord said, no, no, no. I don't want it. Verse 8. And Noah found, but there was one person who found grace. Maybe Noah had rejected. Maybe there were some female fallen angels or some other. Noah said, I'm not interested. Verse 9. And these are the generations of Noah. Verse 10. And Noah had three sons. Verse 11. Always save you and your family. And the whole earth was corrupt before God. The earth was filled with violence. Like how it is now. And remember, as it was in the days of Noah. I'm ending. As it was in the days of Noah. You see, when people think, as it was in the days of Noah. As it was in the days of Noah. They are going to be half angel, half human. A lot of people are not people. Yes, the same thing is happening. Now, I'll show you one thing and end with a mystery. Go back. Verse 11. Now, the earth was corrupt, full of violence. Verse 12. And God looked on the earth. And all flesh had corrupted his way. It's like the flesh that he has created for this earth was now spoiled. What does the Living Bible say? Living Bible, NLT. God observed all this corruption. Go back. Let's take it from. And he said all the earth had become corrupt and was filled with violence. Verse 12. And God observed all this corruption in the world, for everyone on earth was corrupt.
Everyone.
Verse 13. And God said to Noah, I've decided to destroy all living creatures, for they have filled the earth with violence. I will wipe them all out along with the earth. And the whole world, even in Ghana, the old historians, every culture in the whole world has the story of the flood. You may not know. It's not only in the Bible. I think it's in the Quran as well. I don't know. But all old books, they all have the history of the great flood that wiped out everybody. Yes. You see, the things we are experiencing, that's why I say money is from God. A lot of things are from God. It's spiritual. I'll wipe them out. Verse 14. Build a large boat from cypress wood. So now this God drowned everybody and left Noah and his sons. Now, end of giants and all that. Now, if you read another part of Enoch, he talks about the animals. But I don't want to go into all that tonight. Jurassic Park. He spoke about how then the angels went to do that with animals too. Yes. It's all in Enoch. And when they did that, it gave rise to abnormal animals. Are you there? Amen. Now, in Enoch chapter 15, it says, now the giants who are produced from the spirit, and flesh, this was the judgment of God in Enoch 15. The giants who are produced, and what's going to happen to the giants from spirit and flesh, shall be called evil spirits on the earth and shall live on earth. Evil spirits have come out of their bodies, because they are born from men and from the holy watchers. And their beginning is of primal origin. And they shall be evil spirits on earth. And evil spirits shall they be called spirits of the evil ones. Yeah. Are you there? Amen. And in Jude chapter 1 verse 6. The Bible says, the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains. Yes. Under darkness. So in Enoch chapter 15, he says, approach and hear, why and for what cause have you left the high and holy eternal heaven and had sex with women and defiled yourself with the daughters of men? And taking to yourself wives. And begotten giants as your sons. Though you were holy spiritual, living the eternal life, you have defiled yourself with the blood of women. And have begotten children with the blood of flesh. As the children of men. You have lusted after flesh and blood. Like those who die and are killed. This is why I have given men wives. That they might impregnate them and have children by them. That deeds might continue on the earth. But you were formerly spiritual, living the eternal life and immortal for all generations. Therefore, I have not appointed wives for you. You are spiritual beings of heaven, and in heaven was your dwelling place. And now the giants who are produced from spirits and flesh shall be called evil spirits and shall be on the earth. All right? And then he says, and these spirits shall rise up against the children of men and against the children of women, because they have proceeded from them in the days of the slaughter. And Enoch chapter 7, it's all between Enoch 6, 7, and 8, and then verse 5, chapter 15. They began to sin against birds, beasts, reptiles, and fish, and to devour one another's flesh, and drank the blood. And then the earth laid accusation against the lawless ones. Are you there? So, people are not people, because you see them as human beings. Now, let us see whether God's decision to drown the people worked. After he drowned these three types of people, the whole earth was mixed up. Now there are super people. And in the history of man, you hear stories of Hercules, Achilles, Medusa,
and so on. And all of them, Moloch in the Bible, it was half cow and the front is a human. You see, because they did it on animals as well. So you had all these mixtures and strangers. So dinosaurs are actually reptiles and birds. You see, if you watch Jurassic Park, you can see. And it's actually a depiction of the demonic thing because you can see that the Jurassic Park dinosaurs are very intelligent. Because demons are like intelligent animals. They can watch you, they take decisions, they move, they follow you, chasing you. All through the film, you see that the dinosaur is chasing them. Yes. So you see the mixture creates a type of person. Now, when God decided to drown them and Noah started the life again, did all the giants disappear? No. We see them reappearing in the time of David. When they were going to the promised land, there was now giants again. They had reappeared. So what happened was that the spirits, because the angels and humans were spirits also. So when the flood came and killed them, the spirits came out and waited. And you see it in one of the books. It says that, and then entered into them after the flood. After the flood, re-entered into people. So that's how come you have the appearance of giants again much later. Even David had to deal with Goliath. And there were other giants. And if in 2 Samuel 23, it talks about lion-like men. And all kinds of... But you see, these things don't lie because I'm normal. And when you are too big, you are easy to attack. That's why all these dinosaurs are finished. Even like lions, you don't get a lion, but you get a lizard. You get a snake. If it's big, it will go. After some time, it will be eliminated. That's why it's not good to be too big. Yes. Yes. When it's very big, it will be gone down. So there are people you meet. They are mixtures. Now, this is the highest kind of demonic person. Demonic mixture. You see, when Jesus met a man who was possessed of the devil. That is one level. But then there's another level. It's not possessed. It's mixed. Now, when you marry such a person, you see that... I mean, you can't explain what is happening for a long time to come. It doesn't even make sense. And this is what explains some of the personality disorders we have. Yes. And some of the misbehaviors we have and sometimes abnormalities. You even wonder what is wrong with you. And you see from possession, obsession, oppression, possession to mixture. And the person is actually a spirit combination. Mercy. Are you with me? Yeah. But you see, that is why you should just be careful of strangers. Because you don't know who you are dealing with. People are not people. And Jesus did not commit himself to them and said, I know what is in man. Yeah. So everybody has to be careful because that is what is here. So when we are praying, that's why demons is actually not, the word demon in the Bible is not a spirit. It's the word deity. It's like a god. And that's why all the idols of man actually are like animals or animal humans. Wow. It's like the demons make the people make a picture of themselves. Wow. Because Satan's goal is to take the place of God so that you worship him. Satan wants to be worshipped. Bow down and worship. That's why he told Jesus, bow down and worship. All this will be yours. So he always wants to take the place of God. Worship me. So that's why when you bow to an idol, it's the highest, like all through the Bible, you see God ignoring adultery, fornications and all this. But when it comes to idol worship, he will pick you out badly.
That's why he doesn't like money idols and all other idols. Yeah. And all these other things. Those of you who have got charms, amulets, and certain things that were given to you for protection, this and that, they are all curses. Yes. I tell you, you may not know. In fact, there are certain parts of Ghana, the diseases that are found there are of a different order. In fact, I don't want to mention the region, but I'm sure you can imagine. Yes. Yeah. Dr. Go, you remember, isn't it?
I remember.
You see people coming. Twins, triplets, we are all blind. They're all coming. Triplets, they're all blind. All with a certain type of disease. And so I found out from Kolebu, and I found out that they have actually studied it and found certain wild abnormalities that come from certain parts of Ghana. And it's where they have idol worship. That's what we saw on the crusade. You see a person coming like a creature. Dr. Go, do you remember the woman with the claws? She came with claws. Hey! And the skin was like an alligator skin. Crocodile skin with claws. Oh, yes. Like this. Remember? Oh, yes. Came on stage. And they come. Twins. Triplets. Four of them. Or the whole family. All blind. All dumb. All deaf. You see, they're all coming like that. Groups, strange things. Yeah. So those of you who play with these things, yes, it's not a small thing. A friend of mine went to Haiti. You see, there are people who have read my book, Neutralize a Curse. They didn't believe it. But a pastor, he said he went to Haiti when he came. He says, since 1803, they have been. You see, their independence, not 1957, 1803. It's 200 and something years ago. Long ago. Yes. He said, no. There's no explanation. Yes. So, people are not people. Yeah. Kalomo shatali baraba. Telo masatobala. Telo rama shatele bede bede. And those of you, some of you who may be here, and you are one of the people who is not a people. A curse awaits you for tampering with anything. Yes. You see, you will think you are just relating with somebody, but it's not a people. It's not a people. Yeah, it's a stranger. Spirits. And you think that I'm just getting married. It's beautiful. And you see that it's like, don't commit. Jesus did not commit. He said, no. Thank you for your fans and your claps. No commitment. Yes. I know what is a man. And you find it all over. You find it all over. All over the history of this world is the history of bullies. Stalin, he used to put people outside in this winter. Many of you girls who have experienced, how many have been in the winter before? Show me by hand. You've seen winter before? Yeah. He used to put them in winter naked. And they pour water on them. They stand there. You can't move. They pour water on you like this. And pour. Pot after pot like that. And you turn into ice. Yes. I mean. Yes. They used to tie a belt. A metal belt around the head. And tighten it. And tighten it, and tighten, and tighten, and tighten, and tighten, until it's... And many things. Oh, yes. Many bullies, murderers, tyrants, without feelings. They are not him. The whole earth was filled with wickedness. Yes. So when you marry and you have no feelings, you don't exhibit love. You don't touch anymore. You don't kiss anymore. It's like this. Are you a Giborim? Are you a Sem? Are you a Nephilim? The Nephilims were very large, but those ones were wiped out. But the Gibbors and the Sems, they continue to persist. Yes. The Giborims and the Sems are the ones that are in the system. Yes. Even dinosaurs cannot stay. Yes. Because if you're too big, you'll be killed. And even giants, you can't. It's more technology now. Pam, 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 pam. You have to go. So they couldn't last. But the gibberings. And the spirits of these half, when they go out there, those are the spirits. So some of them, you see, they're cows, half. Medusa was a woman who had snakes. The hair was snakes. So you see the snakes like braids, like a rasta, but they are all snakes with the heads. Medusa. I tell you. And different, all the images. You see, in Ghana, we have images. This is the God. Like what? Images like what? Crab. Yes. A crow. And different animals. Fish. Humans. Mermaids. Human with fish. I know a brother who was sleeping with a lady in the middle of the night. When he touched down, it was water. When he touched, it was... He looked, it was scales. I mean, he was sitting here, the scales. He said in the middle of the night. Yes. A real person I was talking to, this is what happened to him, truly and practically. He didn't know the person, just took to the house. A stranger. Kewa tu sayaba kobaya. A fish. He took a fish to the house and saw that she, after he had sex with her. Then in the night, when he touched, it was, you see, it was a fish. There were no legs. No legs. That turned into a fish. Met all these people. Fantastic stories. Somebody was taking somebody home. I mean, these are credible people. Yes. Pastors, people who are having this experience, it's not just even the Bible. Yes, it's real. So you don't have to just relate with everybody and just release yourself. Somebody can say, well, we can't get close. Why do you want to get close? Stay at where you are staying. So we can't get close. We don't have access. Why do you want to have access? Are you Access Bank? People are not people. Yes. So, I want you to be spiritual. Amen. It says, Jesus, the Bible says, be careful when you are entertaining strangers. For some have entertained spirits, angels, unawares. This is in the Bible. It's not my idea. Some have actually entertained angels. Yeah. So, it means a person can interact with a spirit without knowing that it's a spirit. And a half spirit, half man. Yeah. And sometimes such people are in churches. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Many mighty men has she slain. Oh, come on. Talo shata saya. Yes. Drinking the blood of prophets and of holy men. People are not people. People are not people. So stay around coolly as the years go by. We'll be sure whether you are a Nephilim, a Gibborim, or a Sem, or you are in between, a mixture. Or you are a real human being. And when the Spirit of God comes in you, you take over your life. And those characteristics which are demonic should go away from you. Yes. Yes. Hey. How many realize that sometimes some demonic characteristics seem to be associated with you? Huh? Yes. 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 God is setting you free.
God is helping you. Father, thank you for your children. No life here shall be destroyed by a Gibborim or a Sem or a Nephilim. But everyone shall be preserved in his life and his ministry. Yes. We thank you that our eyes and our antennas are alerted in the spirit. No strangers shall come near any of your sons, your daughters, your children. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for safety. Thank you for deliverance from all kinds of wickedness. I speak and prophesy concerning the marriages of your children, Lord. Marose to Romoran Ramudazebes. Lamorandes Melululi Lalandondoloma Zemalagastos. Furiman Muligidis Nidigulumigamas Manojomus. Temalos Talemon Bizanon Karanandelebe Grebekezebe Julibas. To the glory of God. Everyone here shall be found safe.
Amen.
Covered by the blood.
Amen.
Saved by the blood.
Amen.
Delivered from all forms of wickedness.
Amen.
In human, in spirits, in human, parahuman hybrids. Malashube katas baladari mandaliba. Thank you for your blessing and your safety, Father. Open our eyes, Lord, to see Medusas in the atmosphere, Moloch spirits and deities that are hovering around, that we might curse them and rebuke them and reject them from our lives in every form and fashion. Open our eyes in the spirit to see what we are fighting. Half human, half animals, animal spirits, half human and half angel spirits. Kalama shataba lasosto. Strong and wicked devils. We bind all those powers from our lives. We declare ourselves free from stress, from oppression, from stress in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Be released. Be released. Be released. Receive a release from any commitment you have made toward anything that you should not be committed to. Receive a divine release from any illegitimate commitment and mistaken commitment to any creature, any entity or deity or God or half human, half angel, half angel, half animal spirit. We rebuke the superhuman power and we say, let every finger be removed from God's servants and God's children in the name of Jesus. You will not die. I rebuke death from your life. I rebuke premature death from your life in the name of Jesus. Masayano, sayano, 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 sayano. Hola samatas malatashiko kuku paralama sapala. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hand and thank him. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Jesus. Thanks, Jesus. Lara mashwalada bas. Palemo ramen basandolo makebe. Maya dalamande spelinorande lemo shibaba. Shibaba ba 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 ba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mambelo dom zendima malengo banda zemelo des malanch shimalan lomedes. Thank him. Thank him for deliverance from powers of wickedness, powers of darkness. Thank him. Thank him. Just give him thanks. Give him praise. Baromala shambola masandola makabaranda le mamanda.
Praise thy name. Yes.
We pray thy name, O Lord. We praise thy name, O Lord. We praise thy name, O Lord. We praise thy name.
We praise.
Of the Lord be with you, and may the grace of the Lord deliver you from blindness, and may you be delivered from things you are not aware of, from entities and human beings that are posing as human beings but are not human beings. May you be delivered from something strong that is in your life, something resistant to change, resistant. You are delivered from it now by the grace and the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Take out your offering. Before we do that, every head bow, every eye closed. If you are here, you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, lift your right hand like this, and I'm going to pray with you. Your right hand. Pastor, somebody invited me, but I don't know Jesus as my Savior. I want you to pray for me and pray with me. I want to give my life to God today. If you are here like that, lift your right hand like this, and God bless you. Lift it up high. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, stand up and come to me right now. Just come to me. Come from where you are standing. I want to pray with you. Come. God bless you. Come. Come. God bless you. Come. Come. Come from the back. Come from wherever you are. I want to give my life to Jesus.
Today.
Beautiful. Come. Stand here. Lift up your hands. Say this prayer. Everyone join in. If you are coming, you need to come very quickly. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I am a sinner. Have mercy on me. Today, I give my heart to you. Today, I give my life to Jesus Christ. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I am a child of God. I am a servant of God. And I will follow Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. For saving me. For saving me with the blood of Jesus. Today, I love you. I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.